This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Britain celebrated the start of a new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of tense negotiations, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. As for dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for $2 billion, 2 billion doses, that is, of vaccine so far, and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccines, which is 95% effective after two doses. Analysts say Chinese supply of a COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and the Philippines is likely to strengthen Beijing's image in those countries, despite the current resentment of its expansion in the South China Sea. China, with Asia's strongest military, has built up islands that the Philippines claims and passed ships through waters that Jakarta says fall within an Indonesian exclusive economic zone. The sea is prized for fisheries as well as undersea energy reserves. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington on Thursday from his Florida resort, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday video message for Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. The White House has given no reason for Trump's early return to Washington, but it does coincide with Trump's fight with Congress over his veto of a major defense bill and his demand for increased COVID-19 stimulus checks, as well as a spike in tensions with Iran. The United Nations African Union mission in Darfur came to an end on Thursday after 13 years of peacekeeping in the vast Sudanese region, even as recent violent clashes leave some residents fearful of new conflict. Fighting erupted in Darfur in 2003 when ethnic minority rebels rose up against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. The UN says the conflict resulted in some 300,000 people being killed and 2.5 million others displaced. Microsoft says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of dozens of U.S. government agencies and private companies sneaked further into a system than previously thought, although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm. The company said the hackers were able to view some of the code underlying Microsoft software, but weren't able to make any changes to it. Microsoft played down any risk associated with the additional intrusion. The company says it found no evidence of hacker access to customer data and no indication that its systems were used to attack others. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing on Friday the wording of the national anthem changed more than 140 years after it was first composed and performed. As of Friday, the second line of Advance Australia Fair, the national anthem changed from "For we are young and free" to "For we are one and free." In recent times, leaders from all political sides have expressed public support for changing the anthem to better reflect modern Australia and its indigenous heritage. As always, for details on more news, please join us on our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.